Yeah, we came out of the gate pretty well, 7-8 minutes moving well. I thought we kind of had a lot of the puck possession, but we really didn't turn it into much of anything. I think the first shot in maybe 6-7 minutes in the period was a breakaway that they got for either team. And so disappointing that we couldn't find a way to, you know, execute just a little better, you know, get people driving to the net or just getting pucks at the net rather than try to make everything so perfect. But, you know, that was 8 minutes. And then I think the next 25, 30 minutes probably was a little more Maine's game. And, you know, the third period, we sort of, you know, threw caution to the wind, changed up our system a little more and played a more aggressive forecheck and got opportunities, got, you know, a handful in the 6-on-4 there that, you know, might have been good enough. If we get one, maybe we get two late in the game. But, you know, again, that 30 minutes in the middle of the game was disappointing that they just executed better. We seemed to be running into ourselves, not collecting passes, not making great passes, and, you know, came up short again. And you know, the recurring theme is just 3 games now without a goal, and that gets frustrating. People start gripping the stick too tight and, you know, try to get too perfect instead of getting a puck at the net and getting a rebound.
Shut out 3 games in a row. What do they need to do tomorrow to get on the board?
I mean, the easy term I use is execute. This because, you know, catching passes, making little passes, our 3 good opportunities we had in the, I think it was the second period, all came on short little 10-foot passes as we were entering the zone. But it's the pass, it's the catch, and it's the shot. And the shot, unfortunately, wasn't accurate. You know, I think we missed the net 2, if not all 3 of them. But, again, those are things that need to add up. And they need to add up breaking out of D-zone. They need to add up in the neutral zone and ultimately, you know, create opportunities in the offensive end. But I'll certainly emphasize not trying to be too perfect, not trying to get too close to the net, you know, make a pass or two, and let's get pucks and bodies going to the cage, you know, and ultimately keep it low so you're not shooting it into the goalie's glove and letting her tie it up.
You had that long 90-second 5-on-3 in the second, but Bea was able to clear it. You know, what did you like about the PK tonight?
Well, I mean, that was the energy boost for us, that they hung in there. They got a couple blocks. I know we got at least 1 clear, if not 2. And, you know, that gave us the energy. It was a big, you know, closing of the period. Kept us winning the game at 2 goals. There's been plenty of nights we've come back from 2-goal leads in this rink. But, you know, tonight we just couldn't get that one that changes the momentum, gives us an opportunity. And I didn't look at the number, but I'm sure we were double digits in shots in the third period, probably at 11 or 12. And just needed to get one in. There was a couple that were close, people around, pretty good poise on that 6-on-4, but just, again, didn't quite finish.
It was a little risky taking Brantley out. It was 4:30 remaining, but what did you like about BU's defense over that stretch?
Well, I don't think it had much to do with defense. At that point, we need to score. You know, we've gone to eight-plus periods without a goal, so to think, okay, 5-on-4, we're going to score, let's make it 6-on-4, and I won't have trouble sleeping if we gave up a goal there in that situation. I'd have trouble sleeping if I watched us do a pretty good job 5-on-4, but we didn't have the extra body to knock in a loose puck or get that key goal, because, you know, when you pull a goalie in a 1-goal game, it's one thing, but when you're down 2, you have to score twice, and it doesn't just happen bang bang. You know, it usually takes a minute or, you know, minute and change, and you get one, well, now you've got to plan on having another minute and a half left to get it done.
And then can you just talk a little bit about Brantley?
Yeah, she continues to play extremely well for us. You know, every game she gives us a chance, and I hope that she's staying super positive and knows that some good days are ahead. You know, the UConn series just before the, you know, last time we were home, and the games that we were getting some goals, but we've had the real struggle here right now in the last 3, and that's made it tough.